Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
There's a story out this morning about George Clooney that I focused on that I want to ask you guys a question about. And it has everything to do with anonymous dating tips. So Clooney is going out with this girl, Sarah Larson. And some of the details of her party life are starting to come out very publicly now. Like, when you date George Clooney, people are going to be curious who this is.
Absolutely.
And she seems to be like this real girls gone wild, clubbing, just a wild child.
Well, she's from Las Vegas. She worked as a cocktail waitress in Las Vegas. Everybody is sort of calling her a stripper, but she says she wasn't a stripper, that she was just a cocktail waitress. But in Vegas, that's kind of blurred, right?
Yeah, and I think so. And the pictures last week of her partying, and she was half naked at some of these parties and stuff like that, just in some really embarrassing, intoxicating situations. I just think that the rumors are out there now, you know, about her, and people are curious.
Right.
So as it goes this weekend, George Clooney gets an anonymous dating tip from somebody that is left on his voicemail. And the way he describes it, it's a middle-aged man, who's heard saying, "Dude, your friends asked me to give you a message. Dump the bitch.
Dead bitch."
Before you're sorry. And then they hang up. The guy hangs up.
So
Clooney's kind of infuriated about the whole thing. And apparently he has, like, a police officer driver that takes him everywhere that has some know-how in how to get online and search certain files and can track where the phone call initially came from.
Okay.
It led to a couple of dead ends this weekend. They couldn't find out who left the message. But I'm curious if there's anybody listening that has ever received or has been the person that has made the anonymous dating tip. So here's a scenario I sort of have in my mind. Is that Jeff and me and Andy and Haas, we're all hanging out. We're all good friends, right? And we've got a friend named Justin. And Justin starts seeing this girl that we just don't like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like her at all. She's a pain in the butt. I mean, and he's a changed man. He's a total changed man. So we come up with some kind of way to tell him that we don't all agree with who he's dating without actually one of us telling him that we don't like the girl that he's dating.
So we just get a friend that he doesn't know. Sounds like a brilliant idea after about a 6-pack and a half.
Right.
Right. Well, I mean, so you're saying it would have to be calculated from the friends to send the message.
Could be.
Because I have a friend who was out on a date with a guy, and one of his exes approached, and it was not actually not one of his exes, but one of his ex's friends that approached and said, hey, I just want you to know mm-hmm. that my friend dated that guy that you're having dinner with right now. Like when he had gotten up to go to the bathroom or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend that dated that guy that you're sitting at the table with right now, and mm-hmm. he's a total jerk and blah, 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 blah. But you're saying it would have to be orchestrated from the person's friends.
Well, I got an email when I first started dating Katie that ended up, I mean, who knows if it was just a listener or if it was one of Katie's exes is what I assumed, that was warning me about her. You know, like, I mean, we hadn't been out on one date, and then they sent me this, it was an anonymous email, you know, just warning me or whatever. So, I mean,
you're a little easier, you're a little bit more accessible than George Clooney. Yeah,
I'm definitely accessible, but I mean, it was anonymous.
This had to be one of his friends, right? Because how else would you get George Clooney's phone number?
Right.
So one of the friends was bitching to somebody.
Unless it was her, somebody in her camp.
Unless somebody in her camp, yeah.
I think it's somebody in her camp.
Any of that come true?
No.
None of it?
No.
Not even vaguely?
Sorry, Jeff. I know you sent me that email.
I would hold on to it for a while because some of it, I'm like John Edwards, the guy who talked to the dead. You just keep thinking about it.
Hey, Nicole, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, now, were you the one that received the anonymous dating tip or did you give it?
I gave it.
Okay.
Okay.
It was my ex-husband, and he was dating this really sweet girl that I knew, and I just called her and I said, you know, if you don't ditch him, then something, you're just going to end up horrible because he ditched me with 2 kids. And now, 4 years later, she's ditched with 2 kids and they don't have a daddy.
She should have listened to you. This one's not so anonymous.
But that would have probably, at the time, fueled her fire.
Right.
There she goes.
Right.
You do not call her anonymous, Bert.
People don't like to say goodbye to us this morning.
Cool.
Daryl hung up on us.
Dude, I called the Bert Show and he called me anonymous.
Click.
Who does he think he is?
You shouldn't date him.
Yeah.
Hey, Misty, you're on Q100.
He's anonymous.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Okay, the anonymous dating tip. Did you leave it or did you get it?
No, I gave it. This was about 7 years ago, and I had dated the guy in high school, like 5 or 4. And we were all hanging at my house. There was a little party, and I was in my bedroom getting ready, and he came into the bedroom. And he tried to, you know, bust a move.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, you get out right now. Because the girl's name was Betsy, and we were really good friends. Get out. I don't go back for sloppy seconds. So we were outside, and he actually went down there and told her that I hit on him. And mm-hmm. we were in a room with about 10 people at this point. And I got up in front of everybody and went into gross detail. And she flipped out and took his side. But from then on, I didn't keep any of his secrets. Like, anybody that came up and asked, I laid the whole story down because it was disgusting.
See, you don't, guys don't do that. We hit something.
We put a
fist through a wall. That's what we did.
It's done.
Yeah. Hey, Tiffany.
Yes.
Hi.
Okay, well, me and my ex went to Walmart one day, and we came out, and there was a note left, like, on my windshield wiper,
mm-hmm.
and I opened it, read it, and it was a girl's handwriting, and she said that I needed to date, let's call him Bobby, that I needed to dump Bobby because he was a cheater. Well, he started pitching a fit and turned it around on me, saying that one of my girlfriends must have left it, saying, like, I need to, you know, open my guilty conscience that I cheat on him. Well, like a week later, we broke up. Come to find out, he was put in jail for beating his next girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
And I still, to this day, never found out who left me the note.
No kidding.
You want to send him a thank you?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Jenny, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, okay. So this guy was hitting on my roommate, like just sending her text messages, asking her to come over and whatnot. And so his girlfriend was my friend on Facebook, and there's an application called an honesty box. So I just left a message in her honesty box saying you should go through your boyfriend's text messages. And she did, and they, you know, ended up breaking up. I guess she found the text messages.
And what did all the texts say?
It was just like, you know, I think you should come over tonight and things like that.
Yeah, you know, now with the internet and Facebook and MySpace and all that, it changes the game completely.
Mm-hmm. And the honesty box.
But all these are coming true, you know? Like, some of these anonymous tips are coming true, so maybe George Clooney will regret not leaving her.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you will, too.
Hey, Susan.
Just saying.
Susan, what's up?
Hi. I was dating my girlfriend. We had just started dating, and she comes to me one day, and she's like, I know you're seeing somebody else. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, you know? It turns out, I'm assuming it's one of my friends because they had a lot of details about me. Somebody got on and created a fake MySpace and told her that I was seeing somebody else and sleeping around, and of course none of it was true, but it was quite sneaky.
What's the motivation on that? Why is somebody motivated?
Her. Oh, they wanted the girlfriend.
Still wanted you?
I think it was one of my friends that kind of wanted to date me at the time.
Wanted to date you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was a MySpace profile. There was no information on it, no pictures, no nothing. It had just been created that day. And they told her, I just wanted to let you know, she's not being faithful. She doesn't even really like you.
Jacked up.
That's pretty messed up.
David, you're up.
Hey, about last October, I had been dating this girl for 4 years, and she's a teacher in Dunwoody, and we were getting engaged, and I got a cell phone call I wasn't able to get to, and I picked up my message, and it was from her cell phone, my girlfriend's cell phone, and it said, hi, I've got Suzanne in my office right now, and I've advised her to start dating anybody at this time, and I haven't heard from her since October.
Wait, back up
Wait,
here?
Say that again?
I lost something here in the translation.
Yeah, well, I got a phone call on my cell phone, and it was from my girlfriend's cell phone, but when I wasn't able to get to it, but when I got to pick up the message, it says, I've got Suzanne in my office right now, and I've advised her to stop dating, and I haven't heard from her since October, that period of time, and we've been dating for 4 years, and we're going to get engaged, and I haven't heard a thing, haven't talked to her, or anything, and 3 days later, she was on Match.com.
So she had somebody pose as her boss, saying just...
Or her psychiatrist or whatever it is. I don't have any idea, but that was the weirdest thing I'd ever had to happen.
So the call came in, you couldn't pick it up, and it went to voicemail.
Right.
And you haven't heard from her? Have you called? You obviously have called.
Yeah, but she wouldn't return my calls. I haven't heard anything. And I mean, this was 2 days before my birthday, even.
After 4 years?
Wow. After 4 years.
Whoa. We might be able to one-up that one. Hey, Mike, you're on Q100.
Yeah, I was... dating a girl. I've been dating her for about a year. It was after I got divorced from my first wife, and a guy called me. I don't know who he was. Told me I needed to get down to a hotel, the Best Western on the other side of Macon.
Mm-hmm.
Said, you need to get down there. The girl you're dating's down. I said, no, she's not. She called me and told me that she was at a funeral. Her uncle had passed away.
Oh, no.
So he said, no, you need to get down there. I said, who is this? He said, don't worry about it. Just get there. And they're in room 247.
Oh,
and I remember the room.
Wow.
So I get down there, and I knock on the door on the hotel room, and one of my best friends opens the door, and she's in the background in a complete state of disrobed.
No.
And I look dead square at him, and I said, you're taking her to the funeral?
And he wow. said, no, you did
he
not.
Said, he said, what funeral? I said, well, it's about to be yours. And he started backpedaling, and he said, she told me y'all broke up. She said y'all broke up. And I said, no.
Did you
ever pay for the room?
Oh.
Did you ever
she
piecemeal
the room with my money that I sent her down to the funeral?
Oh.
Did you ever figure out who it was that made that call to you?
Nope. To this day, I do not know.
Wow.
Do you have any idea who you think it is?
Yeah, I have a real good idea. It was the boy's brother.
So if you ever have any interaction with him, are you like, you maybe buy
well,
him?
I had interaction with him that day.
So maybe buy him, like, one extra beer if you're out with him or, like, take care, you know.
You just have that look in your eye, like, I know and you know, but we can never say, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I called him and I asked him about it. He said, I didn't do that. Uh-huh. With that, you know, that yeah, I did it, but I'm not going to admit to it, boy.
Right. No, I know exactly the one
and
you're talking about.
I looked dead square at him. I said, well, if you didn't do it, let's go get dinner. And I took him out to a good dinner and we just kind of hung out.
Unreal.
That's
wow.
cool.
Thanks for calling.
One last one.
I wonder if he broke up with her.
Yeah. On this show, anything's possible.
I'll try to work around that.
Hey, Ryan, I just have a couple of seconds here. Go for it.
All right, yeah. I was one of the ones who got the anonymous tip.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a text message from this guy saying, hey, your girlfriend's cheating on you. I text back, well, how do you know? He sent me a video clip of him with my girlfriend at that time.
Oh.
Nauseating. Dang. Make you throw up.
Oh, yeah.
You never found out who this guy was?
Oh, no, I did a week later. It was my best friend.
Oh, no, man.
The Burt Show.